Right, get this, right? The human mind is fucking wild. And there's all sorts of little things that you can discover about it and leverage those little things to help your business grow and make more money. After all, if you're running a business, you're just selling to humans. If you understand humans, then you understand how to build a sales process. When I'm creating a client acquisition system for my business, as I have done many times for myself and over 300 people at this point, we always start with the human. Because if you understand humans, you can reverse engineer psychology and embed that into your knowledge of how to build systems to leverage that psychology to get clients. That's a story for another day, but today I want to walk you through one of my favorite things about the human mind, something that's been scientifically proven. And if you apply this to your client acquisition systems or your business and your onboarding process in your business specifically, you will keep clients for longer, you will get more people to say yes, and you will make more money. So my name's Charlie Morgan. I've built and scaled two companies. The first one's called Northflow Consulting. It was a marketing agency that I sold. We built it to seven figures. I also run Imperium Acquisition, which is a multi-seven figure coaching business that helps people systemize client acquisition if they run high ticket marketing agencies or online coaching businesses. That's enough about me. Let's talk about you for a second. You have a heuristic or a cognitive bias in your mind. And this cognitive bias basically dictates what you like and what you continue to do after you've already done something, if that makes sense. And it's a weird thing. You probably haven't heard of it before. If you have, I'm going to give you brownie intelligence points. But by understanding this cognitive bias, you can basically embed it into your systems. And when you do it, it kind of gets quite interesting because you start to observe people's behavior changes as you do it. So what is it? It's called the IKEA effect. IKEA is in the Swedish furniture brand. I actually was there the other day for all my sins, buying some furniture for my house. I don't assemble it. I got someone else to do that because assembly is fucking nightmare. But I was there and it reminded me of this thing. And I thought I'm going to make a YouTube video on it. So the IKEA effect is basically the idea that we are more likely to love what we have created ourselves. So what I said a minute ago was that I don't assemble my IKEA furniture. There's this thing, and it's basically the idea is that people like and love things that they create. And it doesn't have to be things that they create physically, like assembling a piece of flat pack furniture, but it can be an idea. So if you want someone to agree with you or come around to your way of thinking, i.e. book a call, say yes to a business proposal, come on board or do whatever, you can use the IKEA effect. Basically, it works like this. If someone has an idea, they're more likely to love that idea than if someone else proposed the idea to them in the first place. So when someone arrives at a conclusion or a point on their own, they're more likely to just continue with that idea and follow it and believe it to be true. It's kind of just part of like ego protection and confirmation bias. But I find this to be extremely interesting because what I will do in my client acquisition processes and systems is I will use this effect to great effect. Like I won't say to someone, come on board and buy my thing. I'll say, do you think it could be a good idea? If everything went right, do you think it would be a good idea to buy from us? And then if they say yes, then what you've done by asking them that question is inadvertently close them or indirectly close them, because now they've just said it would be a good idea to come on board. And we know the IKEA effect works on the premise that people love what they build or create themselves outside of that sort of physical, you know, entity of creation, right? It actually works on the premise of the mind. And so IKEA knows this, right? And it's called the IKEA effect for a reason, because you assemble the furniture that you buy from IKEA. And you see reviews on furniture stores and stuff. I mean, you probably don't, because you're probably not sad enough to go and look there unless you're buying something. But when you read reviews of furniture shops and stuff, specifically ones in IKEA, because this is how the idea was sort of formulated, is you can observe that people will say, I love my desk, or I love my chair, or I love my bed, or I love the wardrobe that I built. It's like, it's always my or I. It's like, if you went to your friend's house and they had the same wardrobe as you, you probably wouldn't like their wardrobe. But when you go home and you look at your wardrobe, you have more affinity and familiarity to it because you created it. It's not the fact that you like the wardrobe, you like your wardrobe. And it's the same premise with ideas and beliefs and opinions. It's like if you come up with an idea yourself, you are far more likely to give it credence, believability, and to act on it, basically. And so I like to use this as well in appointment booking, right? So if I'm doing cold emailing or cold messaging, if I want someone to do something, or if I want someone to believe something or have an idea, instead of being direct with my approach, I will often sow seeds. And I'll be like, you know, like I said earlier with the sales call thing, like, do you think it could be a good idea to come on board? But like another way you can do this with cold messaging is if you reached out to someone and said, I've got an idea, I want to share it with you. I'm wondering if you share the same idea as me. Do you mind if I explain it? That is such a wonderful thing to do because people like their own ideas and they like to look for things that confirm their ideas to already be true. And so if you said that to someone and they said yes, then you could go on to pitch them in a way that aligns with their paradigm and worldview. And if you don't know their paradigm and worldview, you haven't done enough research on your niche. But with agency owners, for example, I could go ahead and pitch the idea of like, look, I know that you are bombarded with people telling you they can do VA appointment setting for you and people trying to sell 997 courses. I know you've been burned 100 times before, but I've got this idea and it's basically you work with us, but if you don't make money, then we don't make money. And we help you qualify all of your appointments. So you're actually talking to proper business owners that can afford your service. And we also fix your entire service delivery thing. And it's all pay on results. It's just an idea that I've got that I want to work with you. I'm wondering, like, what do you think about that idea? Like, do you think that might be helpful for you? Or do you think it might just be the worst thing in the world? And then if they say, yeah, there might be a chance that it's helpful, then you've got this leverage and this thread to pull. And that's really what client acquisition is about, is it's about pulling threads. It's about finding a thread. When someone gives you a thread, it's like throughout your whole client acquisition system, right, from strangers to someone actually putting in their card details to purchase, it's all about just tugging on a thread. So initially when someone reaches out to you, let's say they reach out to you like an inbound lead and they're like, hey Charlie, I love your YouTube content, it's like that person might not seem like a prospect, but if I ask them a good question, then I can start to formulate a thread based on the IKEA effect. It's like, well, what do you love about the content? It's like, oh, I really like how you go into detail on the cold messaging stuff. It's like, oh, talk to me about that. Like, how long have you been doing cold messaging for? It's like, oh, do you think it might be a good idea for us to explore your cold messaging thing? I mean, no obligation, but do you think that might be a good idea? And then if they say yes, then it's their idea. Then that way they can't really back out of the idea of a call. This is a really good thing to do, right? So basically, when it comes to client acquisition, you can use the IKEA effect by helping people arrive at conclusions on their own. And therapists do this really well. If you've ever been through therapy before, the way that they operate and the way a good therapist operates is they don't make decisions, or they don't have the thoughts that you need to have for you, if that makes sense. They will ask you questions and point you in the right direction that allows you to arrive at a conclusion that they believe would be healthy for you to arrive at. And often it's the case, they don't even know what conclusion you need to arrive at, but they know that in order for a conclusion to help you out of a mental situation that you're in, if it's mental health wise, it needs to be your idea, and then you need to come to the realization on your own. Because, you know, I've done therapy before, for full transparency, there's no shame in that at all. And I recognize that this was sort of the way that it was done. It's like, you can do the same thing with your sales calls. It's like, and you can't tell someone they have a problem in their business. You have to ask them questions that elude them and elicit an action from them that describes and explains the problem they have. Because if you just go to someone and you say your business is the worst thing in the world and you've got no customers and it's awful, then you'll trigger their ego. But if you say to them, like, if you had to point at something in your business, what would you say is the thing that is the worst? Like, what creates all these problems for you? And then if they say appointment booking, then you actually have permission, this thread to pull on, to start picking apart that problem. You can't just tell someone how something is. If they tell you how it is, then they'll believe it. But you can ask questions that will help them formulate that opinion and perspective of the world. And it's just a really bloody good way to build a company and to acquire clients and make more money. There's all sorts of cognitive biases that you can study. I mean, this is one of hundreds, right? But the more cognitive biases and the more psychological heuristics you have in your arsenal of appointment booking and sales, this is what I like to call it. It's like an arsenal, right? You've got all these different tools and weapons that you can use to formulate your stimuli accordingly, things that you expose to humans to get them to take actions. But the more of these you understand, the more expertise you develop around client acquisition. Because I can tell you now, from someone that's literally signed like 750 high ticket deals, right, like hundreds of thousands of dollars every month in deals, like, it's, if you understand psychology and how the human mind works, then you understand client acquisition. So like I said at the beginning, if you want to build a successful client acquisition system, all you have to do is reverse engineer ideas from psychology and embed them into your own copy and the stimuli that you use to trigger actions in people. And by doing that, your copy or whatever it is you're using, your ad, will be more conducive psychologically to someone taking an action you wanted to take. It's a wonderful way to think, and it works so well that I wanted to share it with you today. So that's everything for this video. If you run a agency, or if you're a coach or consultant and you sell high ticket services, but you cannot for the life of you acquire clients, click the first link in the description. You can go through, it's a funnel. It's designed to sell you something. There's no webinar or 997 course or any of that crap. It's very straightforward. There's a video, you can watch it. I don't care if you click it or not, it just might help you in your business. But either, well, I technically do care, because if you click it, it will change your life. But at the same time, my point is that I don't really mind if you decide to or to not click it, if that makes sense. It's entirely up to you. But anyways, if you think it's a good idea to click that video, then go do and click it. I'm just fucking with you. But listen, have a great day. Thanks for watching. Subscribe if you like the video. Like the video if you like the video. And I read all the comments, so comment any other video ideas you might have. I hope you have a wonderful day. Take care.